Senator Bill Nelson is filing legislation that would provide the $1.9 billion that President Obama says is needed to fight the spread of the Zika virus. Here's WUWF's Dave Dunwoody.
358 Zika cases are reported in the United States as of Tuesday, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
4 out of 5 people who have Zika don't have any symptoms at all. Usually it's very mild, rash, fever, and it's only spreading in South America, Central America, parts of the Caribbean, and Pacific.
Dr. Thomas Frieden is CDC director, telling Fox News that their largest concern is how Zika may affect pregnant women.
Brazil has reported a rare fetal malformation called microcephaly, or infants born with very small heads. That can be a very severe birth defect, and that appears to be related to Zika, but there's a lot that we don't yet know about it. That's why we've got disease detectives on the ground in Brazil and Puerto Rico.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Florida Senator Bill Nelson said 91 of those cases are across 15 counties in Florida, including one case in Santa Rosa County. 5 of the Florida patients are pregnant women.
Fortunately, none of them originated in the state. It's all because of a mosquito bite or some other means of transmission, such as sexual contact, that has been done outside of Florida.
Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands have seen 461 Zika cases between them, and almost all of those people contracted the disease locally.
And now the researchers understand that it's any time during the 9 months of the pregnancy. It has these disastrous consequences of severe deformities.
Nelson warns it's not even summer yet when mosquito swarms are at their thickest, especially in the Caribbean and Central and South America.
There is an estimate that 20% of the population of Puerto Rico may be eventually infected. If that's the case, you can wonder, out of that 20% of the population, how many are pregnant women?
CDC Director Thomas Frieden says if you are pregnant, you may want to avoid those areas.
Don't go to a place where Zika is spreading. If you're in a place where Zika is spreading, use mosquito repellent, use long sleeves, use clothes that repel, and stay inside, and if possible, in air conditioning, because that really reduces your chances of being bitten by an infected mosquito.
Senator Nelson's proposal comes amid rumors that Senate appropriators have reached a deal to provide $1.1 billion to fight Zika rather than the $1.9 billion requested by the president. The difference involves cutting $250 million earmarked for Puerto Rico's Medicaid program and $589 million that would replenish the federal Ebola fund.
That in order to meet the emergency, the administration took that money, just under $600 million, over to address the Zika crisis until we can get off our duff here in the Congress and appropriate the emergency appropriations.
Saying it's truly an emergency, Nelson is calling on his colleagues to approve the president's request now in the immediate future and not later.
The cost of this inaction would be far greater and the consequences way too devastating. And we don't want to have to say in the future, I told you so.
Senator Bill Nelson's legislation is likely to be considered as a standalone measure, but also possibly as an amendment to an appropriation bill. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.